Jake Spaulding with you as we're talking Kaw basketball here on the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chats, as we do every single week, presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Repair Service. Talking with head coach Joey Franzetta of the Perry LeCompton Kaws. The Lady Kaws coming to their final two games of the season. A home game tomorrow night against Royal Valley for senior night, and then next Monday at Valley Falls. And coach, since we talked to you last week, you guys took on a Sabetha team and a Donovan West team. Let's just recap briefly, if we can, what happened this past week with Sabetha, a close game at home, 46-39 against the Blue Jays, before he took on a Donovan West team earlier this week, following in that game 55-20. But what have you seen from the kids, starting with the Sabetha game last Friday?
Sabetha game is I told the girls after the game, there are stretches where, in my opinion, we played about as good as we've had all season. But I think our like 3 to 4 minute spans of where we played really well, we're kind of overshadowed by the 45 seconds to a minute where we just didn't really take care of the ball, things like that. I mean, we were right there multiple times where, we had the ball like down one, or, got a big stop, and we just had to get a good possession on offense, and, we turn it over, or have a, foul a shooter or something like that. But, it was good. It was good to see a really competitive game. And, our girls for the most part stepped up pretty well. I mean, just kind of one of those deals whenever we're kind of rolling out the group that we are, we haven't been in a ton of those situations at the varsity level. And then obviously you, look at D West, and I mean, D West is a really good team, and they're highly ranked for good reason. They're really good. The thing that I appreciate about them is, I mean, they play hard. They play hard, and they all know their roles, and they really don't deviate much from their roles. But they're really solid. They're going to be a really good team, and they're going to be a team to watch in 2A for sure. I know I don't obviously haven't done too deep of a dive into kind of what they look like or what their sub-state look like too much. But man, they're going to be a threat in that regional. But proud of our girls' efforts. Obviously, it's been kind of a weird season with weather and kind of makeup games, because this D-West game is supposed to be our first game out of Christmas break, but obviously you play it on a random Monday, and then you have a couple of days of snow day and cold days, so we're just kind of rolling with the punches and kind of seeing what happens with these last couple of games before we get started.
Yeah, Substate next week on Thursday. Tell me a little bit about this season as a whole. I know that very young team, coach, and we've talked about that throughout the season. You guys have a ton of experience being brewed right now through these varsity games this year. Injury bug has definitely hit you guys this season. But what have you seen as far as the growth from your squad, from dating all the way back to December to where you're at right now?
Oh, I mean, we're not even close to the same team. I mean, now it makes it a little different because, obviously you have some injuries now, and you don't have injuries in the middle of, in the beginning of December, but we're so much better, than we were. Okay. Just the other thing, and we've talked about it before, is, we have Sophie, our one senior on roster who hasn't picked up an injury. We have Devin, who's our only junior on roster. And then we have just a bunch of young cats that, man, I don't want to say that it's been unfair to them, but they're also kind of in a situation where they probably wouldn't be the most successful, and in kind of in a more quote unquote normal year, they probably wouldn't be having the roles that they have. But I think for the most part, they've done a really good job of stepping into these roles and taking them head on. Obviously far from perfect, but kind of like you said, they've done a good job of accepting these roles and growing as players, and it's only going to help them down the road. So I would like to think that we're a team kind of down the road, maybe into the next year or even the year after, that we have a lot of experience under our belt. Teams are going to probably get sick of scouting us, because they can probably just pull up the same scouting report, and they're going to see the same kids on there for the next couple of years. But no, it's obviously been a tough season, especially when you look record wise. But we've done a lot of good things that that aren't indicated on our record that that make me really excited about this group moving forward.
No doubt about it, Coach. Well, appreciate you, as always, taking some time here on the Perry of the Continent Locker Room Chats. We'll do it one more time next week, Coach. Stay healthy and good luck to you the rest of the way. We'll talk with you again next week.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Head Coach Joey Franzetta of the Perry of the Compton Cause. We got to take a short time out. We come back, we'll talk with Matt Simmons on the guys' side here on the Perry of the Compton Locker Room Chat.